The 30th day of the blessed month of Bermuda. The martyrdom of the great Saint Mark the Apostle, the evangelist of the land of Egypt. On this day, which coincided with the 26th of April in 68 AD, the great Apostle Saint Mark, the evangelist of the land of Egypt, was martyred. He was the first pope of Alexandria and one of the 70 apostles. His name was John, as the Holy Bible says. He came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. This is Acts 12, verse 12. He was the one that the Lord Christ, to whom is the glory, meant when he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples,'" which is from Matthew 26, verse 18. Mark's house was the first Christian church where they ate the Passover and hid after the death of the Lord Christ, and in its upper room, the Holy Spirit came upon them. This saint was born in Cyrene, which is in one of the five western cities in North Africa. His father's name was Aristobulus, and his mother's name was Mary. They were Jewish in faith, rich, and of great honor. They educated Mark with the Greek and Hebrew cultures, and was called Mark after they immigrated to Jerusalem. Saint Peter was married to the cousin of Aristobulus, and he had become a disciple to the Lord Christ. Mark visited Saint Peter's house often, and from him he learned all the Christian teachings. Once Aristobulus and his son Mark were walking near the Jordan River, close by the desert, and they encountered a raven lion and a lioness. It was evident to Aristobulus that it would be his end and the end of his son Mark. His compassion for his son compelled him to order him to escape to save himself. Mark answered, "Christ, in whose hands our lives are committed, will not let the lions prey upon us." Saying this, he prayed, "O Christ, Son of God, protect us from the evil of these two beasts, and terminate their offspring from this wilderness." Immediately God granted this prayer, and the two lions fell dead. His father marveled and asked his son to tell him about the Lord Christ. He believed in the hands of the Son who baptized him. After the ascension of the Lord Christ, Mark accompanied Paul and Barnabas to preach the gospel in Antioch, Seleucia, Cyprus, Salamis, and Perga, Pamphylia, where he left them and returned to Jerusalem. After the Apostolic Council in Jerusalem, Mark went with Barnabas to Cyprus. After the departure of Barnabas with the order of the Lord Christ, Mark went to Africa, Berea, and the five western cities. He preached the gospel in these parts and believed on his hands most of its people. From there, Mark went to Alexandria in the first of Bashans, in 61 A.D. When he entered the city, his shoe was torn because of the much walking and preaching and evangelism. Mark went to the cobbler in the city called Aeneas to repair it. When Aeneas was repairing the shoe, the awl pierced his finger. He shouted in Greek, saying, "Eis Theos," which means, "Oh, one God." When St. Mark heard these words, his heart rejoiced and found it suitable to talk about the one God with this cobbler. The apostle took some clay and spat on it and applied it to a finger of Aeneas, saying, "In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God," and the wound healed immediately as if nothing happened to it. Aeneas was very amazed from this miracle that happened in the name of Jesus Christ, and his heart opened to the word of God. The apostle asked him about who was the only God that he cried for when he was injured. Aeneas replied, "I heard about him, but I do not know him." Mark started explaining to him from the beginning the creation of heaven and earth, the transgression and fall of Adam, the flood, how God sent Moses, who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and gave them the law, the captivity of the children of Israel to Babylon, and the prophecies that foretold the coming of Christ. Aeneas invited him to go to his house and brought to him his children. The saint preached and baptized them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. When the believers in the name of Christ increased and the pagan people of the city heard that, they were enraged and thought of killing Saint Mark. The faithful advised Mark to get away for a short while for the safety of the church and its care. Saint Mark ordained Saint Aeneas a bishop for Alexandria, and 3 priests and 7 deacons. Mark went to the 5 western cities and remained there for 2 years, preaching and ordaining bishops, priests, and deacons. He returned to Alexandria, where he found the believers had increased in numbers, and built a church for them in the place known as Bocalia, or the place of the cows, east of Alexandria on the seashore. It came to pass, when he was celebrating the Feast of the Resurrection, on the 29th day of Barramutta in the year 68 A.D., the same day coincided with the great pagan celebration of the feast of the god Serapis, and a multitude of people assembled and attacked the church at Bocalia and forced their way in. They grabbed Saint Mark and bound him with a thick rope, and dragged him in the roads and streets, crying, "Drag the dragon to the place of the cows." They continued dragging him with severe cruelty. Mark's flesh was torn and scattered everywhere, and the ground of the city was covered with his blood. The captors threw him into the dark prison that night. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him, "O Mark, the good servant, rejoice, for your name has been written in the book of life, and you have been counted among the congregation of the saints." The angel disappeared, and then the Lord Christ appeared to him and gave him peace. Mark's soul rejoiced and was glad. The next morning, which was the 30th of Barramutta, the pagans took Saint Mark from the prison. They tied his neck with a thick rope and did the same as the day before, dragging him over the rocks and stones. Finally, Saint Mark delivered up his pure soul into the hand of God and received the crown of martyrdom, the apostolic crown, and the crown of evangelism, and the crown of virginity. Nevertheless, Saint Mark's death did not satisfy the rage of the pagans and their hatred. They gathered much firewood and prepared an inferno to burn him. A severe storm blew and heavy rains fell. The pagans became frightened and they fled away in fear. The believers came and took the holy body and carried it to the church they built at Bocalia, and wrapped up the body, prayed over him, and placed it in a coffin. They laid it in a secret place in this church. The prayers of this great saint and honorable evangelist be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.